Be grateful. Everything we do, every accomplishment we have, every milestone we pass has come in part because of the efforts of others. There are no self-made men or women. If we can remember that, we can be grateful. And if we are grateful, we are more likely to develop good character than if we aren't. Confucius asserted, "Humility is the solid foundation of all the virtues." In other words, it paves the way for character growth. And that sets us up for personal growth. These things are definitely connected. 5. I will strive to finish well. Faithfulness matters. The final rung on my character ladder is the determination to keep building character and living at the highest standard until the day I die. I am endeavoring to do that by doing the right thing and becoming a better person every day. To do the right thing, I don't wait to feel like it. I recognize that emotion follows motion. Do the right thing and you feel right. Do the wrong thing and you feel bad. If you take control of your behavior, your emotions will fall into place. If we focus on personal character, we make the world a better place. If we do that our entire lives, we've done the best thing we can do to improve our world. The stronger your character, the greater your growth potential. If we desire to grow and reach our potential, we must pay more attention to our character than to our success. We must recognize that personal growth means more than expanding our minds and adding to our skills. It means increasing our capacity as human beings. It means maintaining core integrity even when it hurts. It means being who we should be, not just being where we want to be. It means maturing our souls. Physician and author Orison Swett Marden once described a successful person by saying, "He was born mud and died marble." This gives us an interesting metaphor to use to look at various lives. Some people are born mud and remain mud. Sadly, some are born marble and die mud. Some are born mud, dream of marble, but remain mud. But many persons of high character have been born mud and died marble. Isn't that a wonderful thought? I hope that can be said of me at the end of my life, and I hope the same for you. How to grow from the inside out. 1. Assess where you have put most of your focus up until this point in your life. Has it been on improving on the inside or on the outside? Here are some of the ways you can do that. Compare how much you spent in the last 12 months on clothing, jewelry, accessories, and so on, versus how much you spent on books, conferences, and that sort of thing. Compare how much time you spent in the last month on personal and spiritual growth versus activities related to appearance. If you exercise regularly, examine what benefits you are striving for. Do they relate to inner health or outer appearance? If your assessment reveals more of an outward focus than an inward one, then determine how to shift your focus by adding time, money, and attention to the things that will make you grow even if they do not show. 2. Plan to spend time in the coming months to regularly serve others. Putting aside your own agenda and putting others first will help you to develop humility, character, and other-mindedness. Start with your family if you aren't in the habit of doing things for them. Another idea is to set aside at least an hour every week for volunteering. Schedule it and then give it 100% of your focus while you're serving. 3. What are you doing every day to develop the habit of character growth? Are you giving attention to your soul? Are you doing hard or unpleasant things? Are you practicing the golden rule and putting others ahead of yourself? Your character isn't set. You can improve it. It's never too late. You can change who you are and your overall potential by becoming a better person.